Hey, I just feel a little bit different today. There is a very, very significant machshava from Ramban in the Parsha, which is quoted and it's talked about, and maybe I think it needs to be nisbar, exactly what Ramban means. There seems to be either both Chazal, which is in the Kneg of the Ramban, Chazal supports Ramban, and the Ramban himself seems at first glance to have a steer. So Ramban Parshas Bechukosai, and Pasuk Perek Chavav Pasuk Yud Aleph. It's a long piece. Towards the end of the piece, when Klai Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to be doing, the Baruch Hu will not be knowing with Klai Yisrael b'teva at all. Each individual person will have a hashgacha above and beyond the normal teva. And that's the pasuk. He's paraphrasing the pasuk of Berachas Lachmocha Besmeimecha Bahasirasi Machla Mikrebecha. So Hashem will be mavorach the lechem and the mayim and take away the machla. Actually, Yistarchu the roifei. They will not need doctors. If Yistamer b'derech m'derech yirufuah is klal, a person will not need to protect himself and do any of the techniques that doctors require a person to do to protect himself, make himself healthy. That's what they would do at the time of the revuah. If they had they did an aveir and they got sick, they wouldn't go to the doctor, but they'd go to the Navi. Like Chizkiyo Melech when he got sick. Vamar Kosev, it said, the Pasuk says, it's Pasuk in Divrei Yomim about Asa, and Gam Bechol Yoy Loidorish is Hashem. When he got ill, he didn't turn to a Kaddish Baruch Hu to understand what it was. He didn't do tshuva. Rather, he went to the doctors. But the Ramban, Vilo Hoyu, Dvar Roifim, Noog Behem, Matam Sheyazka Roifim. The Pasuk seems to say that he did two things wrong. One, he did, he wasn't Dorash Hashem. He didn't do tshuva. And number two, he went to the doctors. Now, the real problem is the first one. He didn't do tshuva. The fact he went to the doctor was, what's wrong with going to the doctor? If there's something wrong with going to the doctor, why is that mentioned? Eino Oshem Rak Bavur Shelo Dorash Hashem. Abahu Kasher Yarmer. So what does it mean? Kasher Yarmer Adam Lo Yachol Pani Matza B'Chagamatza Kim Chometz. Abah Dorash Hashem Ben Novi Lo Yidish Meroifim. The Pesuk is saying, no, you don't. What are you doctors for in the home of the person who does Hashem's rotzen? Okay, so the Rosh says, I'll take care of your lechem, I'll take care of your mind. What you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, what medicines are good, what are bad. That's the word says. For the 22 years that Rabba was Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yosef didn't even take an umma. Umma was a makiz dam, which was very common. A house where they don't do mitzvahs, they don't open the door to do mitzvahs, they open the door to the doctor to come for his visits. When this is a Gemara in Brachos, in darkness of any other refuas, elishan nogu. That's why you shouldn't need refuas, but that became the minigar. That's what it is. Okay, so the Ramban seems to say that be'etzim in the process should be that process where a person is uninvolved in refuah. And pasha is thought dafka refuah. I mean, it means any type of ishtadlus, that the world of bitochen is such that the person. So what does it mean? He says the batsim should be you know, darkened refuah. If it wasn't, if they weren't involved in doing refuah, person would get sick. If he asher yeah love einish chetay, he would get sick when the chet came. We stop and brought and Hashem would make him healed. Alehem noga refuahs. Person, okay, you want to go to the doctor? It's fine. Hashem hinicham lemikriativim. So now you'll be totally in tevah. And that's what Chazal say. Rapei, rapei. There's rishus the rapei, the rapei. Some are the rishus the chelik. These rapeis, alu kibin shechelik, chelak chelak. But these rapeis, there's no. It says there's no rishus to the chelik to be go to the doctor. There's rishus to the doctor to get, do give a refuah if the person comes to him. The Chazal didn't say that the ikur made the chelik the ikur. The kud is that there's the heter for the chelik to go to the doctor. It doesn't say that. It's the heter for the doctor to heal. Which means if you come to me, you're not going to refuah. It's already good. I have a heter to heal you. He wasn't from those people who connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu who would understand you shouldn't go to the doctor. So you would think maybe that's to listen, you know, doctor to listen. Give the guy, what's the shmooze? Go away? Do you not belong here? No. He came to me, you're allowed, once he's from that group who wants doctors, you're allowed to be murdered to him. So what's the chiddush? I would think, you know, the person said, listen, the person made you sick. I have no right to touch you. Go away. I don't have a right to touch you. No, I have a right to touch you. But that's because you chose. A person wants a person to do the right thing, so then he has no Esek B'Reifin. So Rabban seems to totally take out the concept of Ishtabas. The Chavis Levavis talks about the exact same Pasuk. Brings the exact same pasuk. He says that by the pasuk stresses that he was loydara shes Hashem ki b'roifin. There's nothing wrong with going to the doctor. He says the problem is that together with going to the doctor, you have to be darash Hashem, and he wasn't darash Hashem. He only was darash the roifin. You have to take care of your health and go to the doctor. And that's commercial tiva baris barakh. You don't rely on that alone. Right. It brings another postic. And that's one of the pasuk by Asa that he was Ladarish Hashem Kim Ladarish Hashem Kim Berayfe. So Rishos Salanter in his Sefer Eben Yisrael, his Rosh Sefer, so he says that the Charetz Machloek is between the Rabban and the Chavis Lubavis. The Rabban says. It's not for the person to go there. Okay. That's pretty clear. Ramban, beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. This is a parsha. So it's like the beginning of the parsha, the hakdama to the parsha. Kitzak Hashem Baruch Hu is after the Golam Yad Chazak Kemenu. Yishlak Malach Vayatzilei. that the Rosh Hashem did take care of Yaakov. Well, Lamdeno Oid Shehuloi Batach Betzidkasu, he didn't just rely on his tzidkas. Hishtalu Batzolah B'chol Yecholte. He did Hishtalus. V'yesh Ba'oid Remes Ladaris. That we understand whatever we have to deal with the situation. So he says three things. Rosh Hashem took care of it. Number two, that he did Hishtalus. And number three, that Oid Remes Ladaris. That when we have the same situation with Esav, this is the three approaches you should take. You should take a situation of Durin, a situation of Hatzola, and Tefillah. So the Rabban in the second point says, that the pasuk stresses that Yaakovino was mishtadel. I mean, the Luchara, we would like to believe that Yaakovino was one of those people that reached the madrega that Ramban was talking about, that he could be not mishtadel. You're not supposed to be mishtadel. Ma le osim lachoma bebeis roev de Hashem. Ma le roev bebeis roev de Hashem. Ma le osim lachoma bebeis roev de Hashem. So why is Ramban telling me that the pasuk is coming to teach me he loibot that bitzikoso? That's that's important thing we should know, that it's a, he wasn't this, you know, battling, it'll be good, you know, come on, it'll be good. He didn't do that. Like hurts his dear Ramban. So you could tell me that the pasuk later on could tell me kolach chasadim mikol emes nismatu izuchis ayadei chasadim beemes shasisi madi, and I'm also scared. Meish mishavtatani niskakalti bechet v'yigum limosu biyadesuf. He says, so Ramban has a difficult, that's Rashi, which is a Gemara, we'll see the Gemara. Ramban says, so what does Yaakov say to Pesachim later? If you're telling me that maybe you're scared because that Havtacha doesn't apply to you anymore, so what are you quoting this Havtacha if you're not convinced that the Havtacha applies to you anymore? So he says a different shot. So the maybe you'll tell me the reason why he went and did, he was naked in Yanam of Hatzola, because he had this concern that maybe he doesn't deserve. But every person goes the same thing with the Roife. Well, what's the difference? You're right. You know, big tzaddik deserves it, but I'm better than Yaakov Avinu. So where are you going to take that? That's the term, but we need the mouth of the Ramban. And then they figure out where the Chavos Levavos stands vis-a-vis this. Take it a few steps away. They're just the mouth, but then, you know, we talk about that, you know, is that where in the Torah we would like to say there's this concept called bitachon. We're not clear where exactly in the Torah commanded the concept of bitachon. What exactly is, where is the pasuk which is yipsukim in Novi, yipsukim in the person Ruch Yerusha yiftach b'Hashem, or Hashem yiftachoi, b'tach b'Hashem v'asei toi, v'shchon heres rei emuna. There's pesukim all over the place. We're talking about, you know, being b'teach v'kadosh baruch hu. We don't seem to find a clear pasuk in the Torah with her commands to be b'teach in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which seems to be strange. The Gro and Rabbi Shlema says bitachon, that he says over here that the midah bitachon and the midah hestapkus heim aklolim lechol amidas tayvus heim hepach tayva v'chemda v'ikra akol hu abitachon Mishum Mechosi Bitochen, Ein Tzorosim Miskayim Biyod. Okay, so the Iker of the everything is the Bitochen. So where is that taken from? Evan Shemer was a paraphrasing of, written by one of the Goyen's, Tamidim's son, to the Nyanim of the Goyen said at different places. Okay, so it's a Pasuk in Mishle. The Pasuk says like this, Liyos Pashem Yiftachecho, Hiditicho Hayem Afot. In order that you should make your reliance on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why the Baruch Hu was Madiyah you this day. Now, what was he Madiyah you that's referring to? So the guy says like this, Kamosh Nemar, this is in Mishle Chav Beis Pasuk Yotes. Kamosh Nemar, it's a Pasuk, he quotes a Pasuk until him. Or psukim until him in Kapitel Ayin Ches. But Yaakov Edus be Yaakov, but Torah Son be Yisrael. The Bereshim placed mitzvah Edus and Torah in Klal Yisrael. Asher Tziva Es Abesein Ol Hoidiyam Livneihem. The Bereshim commanded to pass these mitzvahs on to your children. L'man Yehidu Dor Acher, in order that the last generation will also know. V'yisim Avelakim Kislam. They will rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Will Yishku Mal Leikel Mitzvah Yisav Yin Sarah. They won't forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu's actions, and they will keep the mitzvahs. Pirsha Kosov. V'yokim edus v'yakov, that's the Vim Ksuvim. The Torah, who, a Torah. The Bereshim gave Torah and the Vim Ksuvim, son be Yisrael, gave it to Klal Yisrael. V'ikr nesina to Torah li'Yisrael. The Iker reason why the Bereshim gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. Who k'desh yisimu b'itchanim b'ashem? K'moshin emar v'yisimu b'lekim kislam. That's the puzzle. It says, right, you know why the Bereshim gave Torah and the Vim Ksuvim to Klal Yisrael? In order to be yisimu b'lekim kislam, they should trust the Kodesh Baruch, they should rely on the Kodesh Baruch. And they should tell their children that. So, bitachon hasholem is what includes all of the mitzvahs. And that's the pshat in the pasuk over here. The pasuk in Mishle, in order that you should rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why hodatich hayom the Rashi was medir you through his emsoyas of giving Torah to be mitzvim to Klal Yisrael. He put the shkina in Klal Yisrael to teach them the Torah in order that we should have been talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. Okay, so the Goyen puts bitachon on this pedestal all the way up there. We're not even sure where it says the mitzvah bitachon in the Torah. Okay. I mentioned this in the Shmuz a little recently, that the Mishnah in Obis talks about the person who's that Maisav or Merubim Mimi Chachmosoi. So the Chachmosim is Kayamis, and the person who's Maisav or his Chachmosim is Merubim Mimi Maisav, Ein Chachmosim is Kayamis. It brings a pasuk, it talks about a case of a tree which is planted, very deep roots, near the water. Pointed out, this Revolver points out, and Ali Shur Kele Beis, that those psukim are psukim about bitochen. Or a geber shesom bosa zroya yomi Hashem yoseli boy. Well, ka'ar barava shalay. But it's going to be like this tree which is planted in the desert. Shalay yov. We're not going to see kiyov with any toiv comes, etc. And that's going to be like eight, which is shosal palgemayim, etc. So the psukim are talking about bitachon, and the Mishnah brings it in not in regards to bitachon. The Mishnah brings it in regards to the union of chokhmah and ma'isim tovim. Luchar, we have to take out of the understanding of the Mishnah that. The concept of bitachon, the Mishnah is telling me, is only developed in a person through having shiroshim of mitzvahs. A person who's mushrus in mitzvahs has the meat of bitachon. A person who's not mushrus in mitzvahs doesn't have the meat of bitachon. Okay, let's touch bitachon. It's Chavos of Obis in the Shar Bitachon. He says that bitachon is the menuchas and nefesh of the one who's b'teach and the one he's b'teach in. It's the act of relying on something. He's b'tuach. He's relying on something. Batsim, the word amuna, mitzvah amuna, the Ramban points out, he has a sefer called amuna bitachon, Kisir Ramban, that there are two. There's a mitzvah emunah. There's a mitzvah bitachon. It says the mitzvah emunah is the yediyas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, control of the world, etc. And the act to translate those yediyas into lamaisa, feeling batuach, feeling confident that things will take care of it, is the midah bitachon. Is a shach a person can have emunah not bitachon? He says, like the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas is not Talam and Aleph. Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yehudi Rami. Ksiv. Hinei Anochi Yimoch, Meshartich B'chol Hashet Teilech. The Bershom tells Yaakov, don't worry, it's going to be good. Ksiv Ben Yaakov Moit, but Yaakov was scared. So, it's a steer. How can Yaakov be scared if the Bershom told him it's going to be good? Omar Hashem Yugam Chet. He said maybe the Chet, because Chet will cause that the Haftach is no longer valid. So an or, I mean, it's called Ha'ora. It just somebody pointed out over here that let's stop for a second and think. How many years passed from that the pasuk of Hinei Anochi Yimoch Shmatim B'chol Hashet Teileich and Meir Yaakov Moed V'Yetzuvah? Right, so he's 14 years in Beis Shem Ever. He's 20 years by love. So it's 34 years later. So, there was a Talmud here in Yeshiva that told me, his father, Baruch Hashem, is about Shuba. His brother's about Shuba. His father, now, Baruch Hashem, is supporting his younger brother in Kailo. They're learning, etc. for a few years, Baruch Hashem. Father's a taxi driver. Taxi driver in a city which has good neighborhoods. Not such good neighborhoods. So he gets a call. A woman wants to pick up. It's 11:30 at night. She wants to be dropped off in a not such a nice neighborhood. Okay, no problem. That's the job. Gets a not nice neighborhood. And she says she wants to be dropped off down this alley, all the way to the end of the alley. That's where her house is. So no problem. Starts driving down the alley. Realizes there's two lanes in the alley, and one lane is parked cars. Means the way you go in, that you back out. But it's not just one house or two houses. It's a long alleyway. So he's going about 300 feet down this alleyway, drops the woman off. All of a sudden, the car pulls up behind him, and six guys get out. It's 11:30 at night. He's all by himself in his taxi. Six guys get out, and they do not look friendly. And they pull the car over to the side, and they stand behind the taxi. So he's like facing the wrong direction. He can't even see. He's backing out the thing. He says he has no aid. So let's freeze that for a moment. What would we feel? Right, at least you're not inside the car. You're walking down the street. It's 11:30 at night. You're running down the street all by yourself. And your cell phone is not there, so you can't call the police. Who was here with the sniper? Who was here when the sniper was? You were here when the sniper, right?
Yeah.
Right. So the original report was they were looking for a white van. Remember that? They were looking for a white van. So I was walking to Yeshiva one morning to Dirshu. It's 5:30 in the morning. And there's nobody out there. And the last time he was seen was in the greater Wheaton area. And there's a white van driving down the street. And his attacks were used like 6 o'clock in the morning. And there's a white van driving down the road. Okay, so I'll call 911. Well, no, my cell phone wasn't there. So it's me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the white van. At the end of the day, it wasn't the white van. It was the end of the day, but I didn't know that. Bershom knew that, but I didn't know that. So what do you do? Right? You get nervous. Most of us get nervous. So to Yaakov Ra'idi, I don't understand. How could Yaakov be scared? Didn't the Russian tell him 34 years ago it's going to be good? He looks out there, he sees Esav, who of course loves him very much, right? And 400 men armed to the teeth. What does he have? Nothing, right? He's got little kids, four wives, and that's, a lot of sheep, It's not going to be a fair fight, as they say in English, right? So he says, I don't understand. How can he be scared? But that's his kasha. Do we relate to the kasha?
You have to hear Rabbi Yaakov Reidi. I don't think the kashas on Yaakov. The kashas are Rabbi Yaakov Reidi. Right? We would read the pasuk and say, no, I understand. I understand Yaakov got scared. I relate to that. Vaisichos Yaakov Reidi didn't dehear Yaakov Avinu the same way we dehear Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Reidi wasn't the same as we are. He says, it doesn't make any sense. It can't be. It's a steer. Rami is a steer. The answer of a Kodesh Bor, who is there, is totally there. It's impossibly scared. So let's change the scenario. Good. So you're walking down the street, right? And you have a whole police force walking behind you. And all of a sudden, six guys come over and they pull out knives. They say, this is going to be fun to watch. That's what you're going to say, right? You're not going to be scared. Because there's a whole police force with you. There's like 60 guys, just hiding on the sides, right? So you just like pull to the side and enjoy the watch the fray, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu was better than 60 police guys. Right? He's better than that. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally with you. Now, there's no promise that you'll get out of there alive. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu, if that happens, because Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to get out of there alive. So why is Yaakov scared? So furthermore, the British told him. So Yaakov Avinu comes along. He says, I don't understand. It can't be. It doesn't make any sense. It's impossible that Yaakov should be scared. It's impossible. You have a whole, you have the Marines and the Army and the police and all standing right next to you saying, I'm scared. It's impossible. That's the Morse Kash. Bitachon is the Musa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is there with you at that moment. He's there with you. Similarly, you're relaxed. Bitachon is that you're patuach, you feel confident. So the Gaon says, that's Pshat the Gemara in Makkos, Baruch HaVaka V'Emid HaLachas, V'Sadik V'Emunoso Yichya. The word Emuna means to trust. Moshe is called Neman Beisa, he was reliable. I can rely on him. The mitzvah of Emunah is the ability to rely on a Kodesh. I know the emes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the yediya of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's that the Baruch Hashem is the one who's Mahava, the whole Bria. The Baruch Hashem is the one that you dive into. The one I know about the Baruch Hashem's relationship with us. I know all of that, and therefore I rely on him. So the act of taking Emunah. The purpose of the Yitzhak Mitzrayim and the Sinas of Terror is of the Grah. The Sinas of Terror was to teach me the idea of Emunah. But the way we hold on to that is when we live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? If every moment of your day you think about it, every moment of the day you're aware that He's there with you, how do you remind yourself He's there with you all the time? You have Mitzrayim Mitzvahs. That's what the Gaon is saying. The opposite of that, this in the Revolver points out that we say in the Slichus for Sarah Batavis, Avasaki Batku, because our Obis were Batech and Kodesh Baruch Hu, they were Slichu Begamosu Peri, but now we're Nizdaldalu Me'eis. We went with him b'keri. Rashi says, what does keri mean? But roi b'mitzvahs. We're not kavu in the world of mitzvahs. A person who's kavu in the world of mitzvahs, Kodesh Baruch Hu is real. Kodesh Baruch Hu is real, it will be matzliach. So where does each child, where does the Chavos Levavos come into the picture? So Kodesh Baruch Hu is real. I'm just like you said, I sit there, move to the side, and watch these 60 police officers cream the guys, right? So where does Hishtadlus come into the picture? So that's the Ramban's finding. Where does Hishtadlus come into the picture? But the Ramban adds a kenech. Hashem acher shehiv tiach vasir asimachu mikirbech. Once a person is maftiyah, there's no dinim ishtadus anymore. Till then, there's a dinim ishtadus. Zot the Ramban and Parshav Yisrael, there's a dinim ishtadus. And it's a milah, it's not a chasor. So the Chavis Levavis, now, Yisrael talks about, he talks about the machloikas. He says, Hapir should be talking to Nochen, this is in Shar B'Tachon Perek Dal. That a curlus and yonam no gimel rechusha adam bedarchi his and his nagusa beisaka. The way you involve them, let's say we'll talk about business. Mischer malacha nesiyah bedrachim hismanus skiris avada seichlus kablonis mischer pekidus whatever type of work that you do. Hatsur and hakadosh shall be talking al akim midvar meilehi shiasek b'mashi hismalei bari midvar meile. You have to be Isaac. Kedem Sarach Makiyosim is honorable about what you need. Kedem Hasek Al Yodam Minyana Yoylam Rakas Mashu Mehekrech. What I need? Vim Abari Gosh Shiel O Yosim is that. Tobal over to Sefes Gamz Abli Tircha. Vim if you find Vim Abari Gosh Shiel O Yiel O Yosim Reklami Yosim. Oz gamim yishtadu kol abriim shem shemayim avoritz lohosib lohakach. The malachim and shemayim and everybody down here is not going to help. Kasher yivtach by elokim adar bezet tila menucha salev v'shalvas anefesh. And earlier he says, You have a mitzvah to be Isaac. As a mozen, halbosha, dira, and you have a chiv to be marking things which are going to damage that. Wow, after brura loy hamuna, even though you know for sure that Bershom doesn't help him, he's mechuyav l'achzor achrim soy meil. There's a mitzvah to do it. That's the mitzvah. The tzivui of Adam Rishon, after he did the chait, and that's it. So he uses the lashon over here. Says one lashon used over here. The Bershom wanted yishuv olam, so he could have been miyashuv olam in one way. We chose a different approach. So he says, okay, I'll be miyashuv olam another way. So I have a mitzvah to be Oisik v'Yeshuva Shalom. That's my mitzvah. But Eim calls that together with that, the person understands. But don't think for a moment that whatever you're doing will benefit more than what you're supposed to get. Don't think, wow, I'm such a smart guy, I accomplished so much. You did your year, the person gave you a panasa. Thank you, because it wouldn't happen without. The Rabban agrees with that. The Rabban says, but when the person told you, have talk, that it's not going to be like that, then you have no chiv. That occurs the machloikas. It's a very limited machloikas. We live in a world, what the Chavis Lovis is saying, that the Baruch Hashem gave us tremendous nisoyim. This is the tachlis of the whole Torah. The tachlis of the whole Torah is to live in a world, feel that we exist, feel that we do, feel that we accomplish, and know that it's not us. The first person who had a problem with that was Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon lived in a world where he had an understanding that he could do something, kilu, it was not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to, and good to the Mefarshim say, he wanted to, feeling that he's going to accomplish. The Mefarshim says, great, so I'm going to put you in, the tikkun for that is I'm going to put you in a world where you're going to seemingly accomplish and learn to recognize that it's not you. That's our tzivui. Rishos Lanta points out that according to the Chavos Lavavos, it's a fascinating thing. He says, no matter, he doesn't give a heter of Haftoch. You always have a chiv to Mishta. The Moritz Kashim Brochus was, he had Haftoch. So now he has no din of Mishta. No, the Haftoch was, there's a mockum. So now the Haftacha doesn't apply, so now he has a Chivish Dadas. The challenge, so the Chavos Lavavos says, so what's the correct Ishtadlus? So then the Paragimeli says, you have to be Mishtadl. So what are you Mechuyev to do? The chiyuv is, he says, to be find the emsoy shumatim beyarshal eskunasav. Find the approach which fits your personality. There are different ways to get parnasa. Some people do business. Some do malacha, heavy work. Some do the light work, like a tailor. Some people are scribes, etc. So the person who's gufay chazak v'sichle chalash, he shouldn't take a job as a scribe. He should take a job working with his body. A person who's the opposite, he should pick the one which makes sense for his body. There's also, I have certain talents. I'm very good at math, so I should take a job with math. Says I. He'll tell me, he says, and like the Russian made each one of the Balei Chayim, what their natural instincts allow them to make their parnasa the way they make their parnasa. Misha Moitzim B'mi the Sub, B'tiva Tshuka El Miksoya Mesuyim, V'gufa Matim Elov. He has a certain desire towards a certain area, and it fits, he has the physical ability to do it. He's able to handle the pressure that comes with it. He should take that as a siman shemaim, and that's the one he should do. He should be happy to do that. So I decided I'm going to become an accountant. I'm not making good money in accountant, but I know my nature, I'm a good accountant. That's it, fits me. Something comes above us, that's it. You stay in that job the rest of your life. You're not making money, and if I leave this job and I become a doctor, I make a lot more money. You don't have the hatama to being a doctor. That's not you. So it means that's not why you're supposed to be. Remember, hishtadlus doesn't give you more money. So being a doctor doesn't give you any more money. It's you have a chivim hishtadl. What are you chivim hishtadl with? That which the Bereshim set you a simon. That's supposed to be you. Maybe the simon is how much money you make. No, that's the Bereshim business. How much money you make. The simon is, he made you fit a certain parnasa. This is how the Chavos Lavavos decides what job you should go into. He was the first, you know, they have these career counselors, right? But the career counselors tell you, if you don't make any money, then try something else. He says, no, that's not true. Well, you must buy gamim the pomim ain't like mimeno de parnasa. Don't be, I don't like this anymore, because it doesn't bring in the money. The Russian will take care of it. So Rishos Lanta points out, he says that Rabbi Yaakov, Emes Yaakov over here in the Parsha, he says, Parsha according to the Ban, that this, you don't have this chiyuv. Calls man, you don't have a situation where you reach the Madrega, there's a Haftach, and you're allowed to Mishtadl, so I can change. So the Velt learns up, Rabbi Yaakov says, the Velt learns up that the Ramban, the is the Mekel, right? He allows you to Mishtadl. The Ramban says, don't be Mishtadl. He says, no. The Chavos Lavavos is the Machmer. It's very clearly the message. There's a musig. According to Rambam, there's a musig. There's a clear siva masuva. If you decide you want to go b'mikra, you want to go with doctors, it's fine. The person, okay, you'll get through doctors. If you want to make money that way also, you'll get money that way also. So this is la'adam. It doesn't exist. You have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to do what the doctors tell you to do. And if it works, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You have a mitzvah to be mishtal pranos. And if it works, it doesn't work. But you can't change. You can't say, well, let's try something else. That's, you do what's considered normal hishtadlus, and that's it. That's the pshat. The Chaznish, that's the pshat by Yosef. It says that Yosef was a tremendous Baal Bitachon, and he accepted the brush of Gzeres, etc. So the pasuk says, the Orer is the person who went after the Rehovim, Veshotei Kozel. He went after the people which were Rehovim. That's Yosef that he asked the, because he asked the Sarah Mashkim to help him, he got 2 more years in the Beis Asum as a punishment. So he was, he did Ishtadlus. What's wrong with Ishtadlus? Says there's Ishtadlus and Ishtadlus. A person is falls into a river, and he's the current is pulling him down towards dangerous rapids. So he's a Chiv Ishtadlus to save himself. So he sees a strong branch hanging out over the side of the river. So he should grab onto the branch. He sees a little reed hanging over the side of the river. It's not going to hold him. So why is he grabbing it? But it's not Ishtadlus. That is, you know, you think, well, it's, there's no way to be saved myself. At least try something, even though it's probably worthless. That's grasping at straws, literally. So they're asking one of the Mitzrayim, or who are people which are Rehovim, and Shotei Kozel, they're non-reliable, that they're Shakranim, etc., is grasping at straws. That's Yush. That's not Ishtadlus. But you're asked to hold your cup. So listen, if Russia wants to save you from the river, save you from the river. Right? The last minute, there'll be a guy with a boat who'll save you. But I'm a Chiv Ishtadlus. But what's called Ishtadlus? What's normal is called Ishtadlus. To grab a branch is normal. To grab onto a reed which can't hold the weight of a person when a raging river is pulling them downstream, that's not Ishtadlus. Good. So we're not holding by the cup to think like that. But Yosef, we have a title in him. You know, he says, wow, the Russian sent me this fellow to be. What are you wasting your time? That's the Chazon Ish's Ma'aseh, but that was a Tanya on Yosef. So it's a mitzvah of Ishtadlus, it's a chiv of Ishtadlus, but it's a chiv of Oiske Cheshman of Ishtadlus. So that's the balance between the two. The Chazon in the Ramban and the Chavos of Ovis is a little bit different than we originally thought. The Ramban agrees with the concept of Ishtadlus. The Ramban only said in the Mokum where there's Haftacha, then there's no union of Ishtadlus. The Ramban also says in the Hepech that there's a Muslim, a person who goes. Wants Reifim, the Rosh says, fine, he'll put you under the mikra of Reifim. The Rambam also says like this. The Rambam says that the Lashon of the Rambam is that the Bershim, if a person doesn't, when Tzoras happen, he doesn't do Shufa. See, he's an Achzori. He's an Achzori. He's estranged from someone. He's only a Zor. He's a stranger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Bershim says, if that's what you do, the Bershim will be heard with them, but Bechamas, Oysoy Keri. You were noig b'keri, it's a mikra. The person says, fine, I'll leave you in the world of mikra. There's a world of mikra also. Now, how that stems the Kosh Baruch around the world, that the Reb Chaim talks about, there's too much rakas. It functions on 2 levels. In the upper level, it's still a Kosh Baruch, but last point of the Chavos above, it says it comes to mitzvahs also. Mitzvahs also need bitachon. He says, I have no guarantee that I'm going to I'll be able to accomplish the mitzvah. There's no such guarantee. That's Russia to decide if you'll be successful or not. Lehepich. The guy decides he wants to kill somebody. So he goes and pulls the trigger, and the person dies. The person died because the Kosh Baruch wanted him to die. The person who pulled the trigger is chayv because he pulled the trigger. Now let's say that the person pulled the trigger and the other person didn't die. He missed. Is he a less of an Abal Aveira? So the Chavos says, no, he's not. Because the punishment is for the person's decision to do the Ra. And Shemayim will get he goes the same section of Gehenim as Reitzkim goes to. The Baruch Hashem, the reason why this person says, look, that's the Baruch Hashem's Cheshbon. Now the person says, I don't want to do this, and he pulls the gun away, he shoots around, that's a different story. He didn't shoot. But the person who shot, the person who saved the person, he's no less of a Ritzayah, says the Chavos Lubavitch. Because the scar is for your Ratzon to do Tov, and the Anish is for your Ratzon to do Ra. Because the final result is never in your hands at the Chavos Lubavitch. It's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chavos Lubavitch lived in a different world. He lived in a world where the Kadosh Baruch Hu was real. So, okay, so what are our points? Our points are that we have the Ramban says that there's a Musik of a person can be left into a world of Mikra, which a Kadosh Baruch was running at a very high level, whatever that means, or a person could live with a Kadosh Baruch was there. There is a Chiv Ishtadlus, like the Chavos Lubavitch says, and the Ramban agrees, but you have to be aware a Kadosh Baruch was running it. If there's a Haftach, the Ramban says, then there's no Chiv, then you should not do Ishtadlus. The Chavos Lubavitch says, still there's a mitzvah Ishtadlus. According to Rabban, if you're not being matzliach, you can try something else. According to Chavos, you can't. But once you understand that's what the right thing for you to do is, that's it. That's your mitzvah. And that's all it is a mitzvah. The final result, according to Chavos above, is never in your hands. It's all mitzvah. So the bechira is in the person's rotzer for Torah or not. That's that machlokes. We mentioned from the Gra that the ikra of the whole Torah is bitachin. The way that's in the concept of emuna, it's the concept of being able to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The way we create a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way we get that is by doing mitzvahs, which give us a ability to be rooted in a world where Kodesh Baruch Hu is real. And the goal of bitachin is to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu real. So if Adam Rishon made a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a certain sense a phantom, that he could choose otherwise, so our avoda throughout all the generations is going to be to make Kodesh Baruch Hu real. How to make Kodesh Baruch Hu real? Through the ma'isim, which will be mashrus into my being, the reality of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want something, and the person says no, and I don't do it. Or the person wants to do something, and I do it, even though I don't want to do it. So then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is real to me. Then I'm teaching my goof, the person is real. And that's the purpose of Kodesh Baruch Hu, is to give Klai Yisrael back the lesson we seemed to perceive that we exist independently, and our goal is to come back to the realization that only Kodesh Baruch Hu is the real reality. That's the purpose of the mitzvahs, to give us that lesson. That's the world of bitachon. So the world of bitachon, betzim, is the translating of the world of emunah l'maisa. Okay.